Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Big 12 College Basketball Opening Lines Preview and Picks Edition for Saturday, February the 17th on the Big 12 Experience, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play Underdog's Pick'em for a chance to win 100 times. Promo code TCESGPN at Underdog Fantasy for a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by the Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting research platform for parlays, props, game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. And we're brought to you by the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. Enter their free Daytona 500 contest for a chance to win $100 in cash and a $100 SGPN gift card at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. Let's go race.
This is the 500.
Welcome, everybody, to the Big 12 College Experience, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Friday, February the 16th. Happy, happy hour, everybody. It's Friday, which means we got a load of college basketball Saturday slate upon us. We're going to hit the openers, talk a little Big 12, where we're at standings-wise. But first, if you're wondering who you're listening to, I am Moneyline Mac, a.k.a. the former video coordinator for Bob Huggins and Frank Martin. And joining me on the Big 12 College Experience, well, you guys know him. He's kind of a walking contradiction because he was born in Provo, Utah. He's got family in Ames, Iowa, and he lives in Morgantown, West Virginia. Bridges burned, co-host of the Ryan Rush Show, Rambling Rush. What is up, Rush? Another Saturday in the Big 12.
Another Saturday in the Big 12. Number 12, Baylor comes to Morgantown. And I felt like our Ryan and Rush thumbnail from yesterday. Go check out that show if you haven't yet. Troy is the benefit of this, but I thought the bridges burned, you know, was an appropriate background for today's episode. Obviously we'll get to that game later, but really want to win that one. Even though we're playing the role of spoiler, you know, it is what it is at this point. Let's spoil a former Mountaineers day.
Indeed. Indeed. And third man in the box, he is a Baylor fan himself because he's got family in Waco. He's also got family in, well, Stillwater, Norman. He's got a little bit everywhere. He's always fighting a family civil war. He is a 6-time Zen champion. Also the meat smoker, green mowing, weed growing, Troy Tunig. What's up, man?
So pretty funny story because we were talking about the NASCAR gambling podcast. The last Daytona 500 I went to had like a total of 5.5 hours of rain delays. So the race didn't start for the first like 2.5 hours. And we're sitting in the parking lot. We get Taco Bell for lunch. And so the family that I'm with, the mom and the dad have to go to the airport maybe like 15 laps into the race. So we watch all the way up until the first rain delay. And I got to drive from Daytona to Orlando Airport to drop off my girlfriend at the time. And because I got to the airport and had the race on radio, they hadn't started it back up yet. So I turned back around and went from Orlando back to Daytona and watched the end, like the last probably 120 laps of the race, and got to see all the Hicks get pumped about Dale Jr. winning. He got the he was like a lap down, and they had a caution with like 15 laps left, so he got the free pass and came all the way back from like the very back of the pack to win the race. Man, the Hicks were going nuts. It was hilarious. But I got Taco Bell for breakfast, lunch, and dinner that day. So that was a that was an interesting right in. Daytona 500, baby.
And a destroyed toilet on Monday.
Oh, man. Good thing I still lived on campus.
There you go.
And Troy, you'd be happy. I've been going back and forth on ESPN Plus in the background. Day baseball and the Genesis Invitational. They got the quad box on fucking ESPN Plus for golf now. So you can watch Tiger. Yeah. You can watch
Willie Z.
Willie Z. He had a whole
one.
You can watch
that was awesome.
Thomas, Finau. Who else is up there? Cam Young. I mean, they got it. Dude, watching the quad box with golf actually might be the most underrated sport because there's so much downtime. They could just you could see them lining up their shots and
quad box with golf. Quad box with golf is a lot like the Live broadcast where there's a shot they're showing you like every 15 seconds instead of every minute and a half.
No doubt. No, I was like, hey, they got this new feature, the quad box. Let me check out this quad box of golf. And I'm like, I mean, anybody that works from home, I recommend you get ESPN Plus so you can, especially on Thursdays and Fridays, there's nothing better than throwing up some golf there to make the day go by and get to the weekend. But this is the Big 12 Happy Hour Friday. So cheers, everybody, on another week. Got a cold one myself. Broke out a nice cold Miller Lite. All right, man. Let's talk a little. Let's talk some games, but let's talk Big 12 standings before we do so. So Big Monday is a big one this week, by the way, because you got Houston and Iowa State leading the way, both at 8-3, both have home games on Saturday that we'll talk about here. They lead the way at 8-3. Then you got two teams at 7-4 in Baylor and Texas Tech. Kansas is the only team at 7-5. Them and Oklahoma. Both have played 12 games, so they have the upcoming bye week. BYU, TCU, the clump at 6-5. Oklahoma, the only 6-6 team. You got Texas, K-State at 5-6. It's kind of fitting because both bubble teams. Texas definitely more safe than Kansas State because K-State had some bad losses. Cincinnati, UCF, 4-7. West Virginia, 3-8. Oklahoma State, 2-9.
Not last.
Rush, I'll go to you. Thoughts on the standings through 11 here, 11 games / 12 games with Kansas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, well, I joked, but West Virginia's not last, so hey, something to be taken there. But
there you go,
dude. It's just this is Big 12, whether it's football or basketball, everyone's just clumped in the middle. But we really come into that time of the season where seeding becomes very important because, as we know, the way they're doing the tournament this year and probably how they're going to do it for years to come, similar to the ACC, right? The first four teams are automatically in the quarterfinals. So if you're kind of between that 4-7 range, like you're fighting for an extra day of rest in the Big 12 tournament and one less game you have to play. And then obviously you have the bottom four there where you don't want to play in that either. So the league of the middle class is you want to start winning these February games, one, to obviously catch momentum, but two, less games you probably have to play in the Big 12 tournament. So getting to that time where the cream rises to the top.
Troy, thoughts?
The good value we got on Baylor a couple of weeks ago is about to be gone, especially with another Kansas loss on Monday. Only a game back. I mean, Iowa State could spoil everything, but having futures on both Houston and Baylor seems like a pretty good position to be in right now.
Yeah, Baylor's as hot as anybody in the country, like you said. So it's been a good couple weeks. They've won 4 out of 5. Their only loss is at the Fog in a game where they fucking were right there to win that game. I mean, that
probably
game
should have at least gone to overtime.
Yeah, so it's like you said, it's been a good week for the Baylor Bears, which means it's time for a little regression, I think, here tomorrow. So
where's Chad G? Let's get it.
All right. Real quick, we'll talk about the games, break them down. Don't worry, everybody. We're getting to the fucking picks. Hold your horses because we got to go racing first.
Rev up the
engines, baby. NASCAR is back. Check out the NASCAR Gambling Podcast. Rod Villagomez, Cody Z. They got you covered everything with racing from trucks to cup, IndyCar to F1. This show gives you everything. And they give out some fucking good long shots. So get on over there. Most profitable picks of weekend of racing. enter their free Daytona 500 for a chance to win a $100 SGPN gift card and $100 in cash over at the sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Daytona. Mm. We're also brought to you by, well, the one and only Underdog Fantasy. You can play alongside all season long NBA, NHL, college fucking basketball, the best sport out there. Simply pick higher, lower. You can win 100 times with some spicy payouts. With that code TCESGPN, Troy, the ball's in your court. You've been killing it with these fucking underdog plays.
We got screwed by Hunter Dickinson on Monday, though. He only got 7 rebounds. What a pussy. Yeah, he's a pussy. So, therefore, we're off of the Hunter Dickinson train. But we're still riding hard with Raekwon this week. I expect a pretty good performance from Raekwon. And he's still set at 13.5 points. So, we're going to go higher on that. I saw Dylan Mitchell for the Longhorns was set at 8.5. So, we're going higher than that. And Pop Isaacs in the big matchup against Iowa State, we're going higher than 15.5 points for a nice 6-1 payout on those three.
I like it, Troy. I like it. Yeah.
Going for a threefer for the first time in like a month. So,
fuck Hunter Dickinson. That was the softest. We didn't even get to talk about that. We could do it while we preview Texas Tech and Kansas. But if you want to make your picks, maybe make a little bit of cash over on Underdog's mobile website with that underdogfantasy.com. And when you use that sign up code TCESGPN, left hand side, top corner, on youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. Underdog Fantasy, promo code TCESGPN.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All righty, we're back. Real quick, I'm glad you mentioned that. How fucking pathetic was he on Monday night? The other All-Americans out, and you no-show the game. That's I went off to Noah about it because Noah's a Hunter Dickinson guy because he's Michigan. I said, what the fuck are we paying you $2 million for if you're just going to no-show on the road in the biggest game of the year when your back's against the wall? He's such a front runner. But hey, new day. Shout out to Texas Tech. You guys made me look like geniuses when I said the alt line as my dog. Should have alt lined it -27.5 with the way they fucking beat down the sorry Jayhawks. But a new week, guys. Let's lead it off. We are going to Man Happiness, great state of Kansas. All right, man. This is an intriguing game. The first meeting between the two this year. Last year, both teams won on each other's home floor. TCU took the season series. They won 2 out of 3. They won in Kansas City. K-State's laying 1.5. I think the line's telling you who's going to win this game. I'm going to be on the home team. I think K-State, I like them in this spot at home in a desperate spot. They needed to start piling up some wins to get back on the bubble. They've had a week off. They're the more rested team compared to TCU on the other side, who – had a nice game in Morgantown or against the West Virginia Mountaineers, but TCU has not been the same team when they hit the road. Give me K-State to make enough shots here with the extended rest, Perry and those guards. I think they get it done. Kalum, I think he has a big day. Give me the 10 gang as the home team. Lay the 1.5. Desperate spot.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the 10 gang here too. I don't really think that they're looking ahead too much to the Texas game on Monday. I think that, you know, with the week off, they really can concentrate here. I think the 1.5, if you're going to lay it with K-State, isn't going to get any lower than this. I think you'll probably see it climb up a little bit in their favor. But I'm going to lay the 1.5 with the Tang gang. We got E-Money, boots on the ground, going to be at the game. Jalapeno fry sauce from Freddy's. And I think he's won the games that he's gone to where he's gotten Freddy's beforehand. So we're going to stick with that as our gut handicap, literally. Freddy's burgers and fries, baby.
The more rested team playing at home, that's more desperate. And you're right, Troy, this line's only going to go up. I mean, this is an easy play. K-State, lay that 1.5. It doesn't. TCU can afford to lose this game, too. I wouldn't be surprised if this is kind of one of those scheduled loss games for them. So I'm with you guys for all the right reasons. And except Kennedy's on TCU. And this is Kennedy, who's 37-37, right at that 500, worked his way up right up to that. So the coin being 50-50. We all shoot for being as high as we can. Kennedy just wants to be 50-50.
The coin, baby.
Kennedy loves mids.
Quick checkup, Troy at 38-38, Rush 44-32, I'm 45-31. So been a good year so far. A lot of games to be played. Hopefully we can give out a parlay. We haven't hit a parlay yet. There's always
Needs to be 33-1. We found the correct odds, double threes.
Didn't we hit 30. Two in football? Like 2 33-1s?
No, one was like, was it OK State, West Virginia? Is that what we did?
Yeah.
For my wedding? Yeah. That was like a 17-1, 15-1. Yeah.
We were better in football with the parlays. It's all right. Tomorrow's the day. I can feel it. I'll tell you where else they're fucking feeling it, and that is in Ames, Iowa. They are fucking feeling it a little rolling. So Texas Tech going to Ames. Iowa State's laying 7.5. Iowa State's been really good with these 7.5 numbers at home recently.
Choice number.
Yeah. If the line – this is how fucked up I am. If the line was going to be 5.5, I was going to be on Texas Tech. But I think the line's telling you Iowa State. I don't think that they're looking ahead to Houston because Texas Tech's only one game back of them. And Texas Tech has not been the same team on the road, especially shooting the basketball recently. They've gone to TCU, lost by 7. Really backdoored that game miracle wise to stay within the number against Baylor as a push. Got drilled at Houston. They're also coming off the storm in the court game. And I think that was a max effort here on Monday night against Kansas. I think that they get right Tuesday against TCU. I'm gonna lay it with the early start time. Give me Iowa State. That place is going to be on fire. I don't think that they look ahead to Monday night. That's my only concern. But I'm going to take that defense at home, man. I knew they were good. I didn't think that they went on the road good. And, yeah, I think that they swallow up Texas Tech and Hilton. Hilton Magic tomorrow. Let's go. Lay it.
Yeah, I was almost thinking the opposite thing, actually, and still in Iowa State's favor, but their offense at home, they score significantly better when they're playing at home. And I know they've put up some good numbers on the road, but not nearly as efficient as they play on offense at home. They really shoot the ball. I think you got to lay it, like you were saying. I think if it was 4.5 or 5.5, which it might get down to, it might get all the way back down to 5.5 or at least 6.5 in Texas Tech's favor because of this big number. But at that 7.5, that's my favorite number. I can't turn that down. Lay it.
There you go. Ever since that game in Provo that Iowa State got manhandled in, they've been, 6 of their last 7? And that includes 3 games. Yep. Or maybe 4. Was it 4 games? No, they lost to at Baylor. That's right. But 3 games on the road, which is fantastic for Iowa State. I mean, it's kind of unlike them. We're not used to seeing that. However, I disagree here. I think they are looking a little ahead to Houston Big Monday to really make their splash.
I know it's at Houston, but I think they think it's winnable. I think Texas Tech's a more desperate team here. I'm not saying Iowa State loses this game. Maybe I am. We'll save it for the lock dog portion at the end of the episode. But I'm gonna take the points here with Texas Tech. I think they're a little more desperate. I think they need to have a strong showing. And I think Iowa State has done so well recently that you don't want a scheduled loss to Texas Tech. But, hey, you know, maybe you slip up to Texas Tech and then you go on the road and beat Houston. I think they would rather have that scenario. So we'll have to see there. And I'm with Kennedy, Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. All righty, so we're split there. I'm treating Iowa State like Houston at home now. From what I've seen this year, that's part of my handicap too. All right, let's go to the next game. And this one's going to be fun. This one's on ABC. 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central. Houston is going to annihilate Texas. They're going to blow them the fuck out. This is the game where Texas goes to Houston. Feeling themselves. They've had a week where they fucking made every fucking shot against West Virginia. They're going to get their fucking doors blown off. Houston by 25 plus. They're not going to take their foot off the gas pedal against Texas like they have against Oklahoma State and who was it? UCF. I think Houston wins by – I think this is a 20-point game at half. This is a matchup nightmare for Texas. I mean, they won in Austin. Now they're coming back to Houston where Houston's at least 10 points better at home. They're going to get after them, swallow up those little guards, Houston blowout, lay it.
Yeah. They shoot the ball as well, so much better at home than they do on the road. And they become not just like a defensive oriented team. They become super well-rounded and, you know, Houston at home really might be the best team in the country. I wouldn't put up too much of an argument against that. There's a few other teams you could list, but I don't think Texas is staying within 12. I really don't. I think Houston wins this game, and I do think you can alt this to 17.5. That still includes a 7.5, so I can still be on it.
I like it. So, Ryan, if Houston's up 20 in the first half, then since I'm picking Texas, that's right where I want them because we know they get up 20 and then kind of chill in that second half. They'll get ready for Iowa State on Big Monday. I'm going to take Texas 11.5 points, a rivalry game. You can kind of throw that out the window. I think Houston wins by around 9-10. I think it kind of falls right in there. I think this is a little bit of a bait here. Tyler actually brought up a good point. Speaking of the last game, Toussaint gets up for Iowa State. That is for as a Mountaineer and formerly playing for Iowa. That's actually a very good nugget in that game there. So heads, I guess Kennedy, we're on Texas together. Dang. Oh, I don't know if I like that Kennedy and I are on the same page.
Kennedy just went Tech, TCU, and Texas all together.
Dude, hey,
Houston hasn't covered in like 5 games, so they're going to make up for it here tomorrow, Troy. They're going to fuck Texas up. I can't wait.
I just can't believe Kennedy's so forgiveful to the state of Texas.
Well, he does have a hole in his head. He tends to forget from time to time.
That's Dallas.
He said through the hole in his head.
Alrighty, everybody. Let's get paid real quick before we dive into the second half of the show. We're brought to you by Hall of Fame Bet to win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting analytics platform for parlays, props, game lines. Research every NBA soccer with historical data. Enter any parlay into the revolutionary parlay tool. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft a more intelligent, data-driven parlay. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. All righty. Let's get back into it. This game is stinky. BYU is headed to Stillwater. BYU is laying 6.5 here. So BYU, back-to-back wins, back hitting the road. They split their last double road trip. But they're coming off two home games where they kind of didn't play well. On the other side, Oklahoma State, I don't think that they've quit. They've had the week off. They're the more rested team. They were right there to beat Oklahoma in Norman last week. I kind of love Oklahoma State. And stay tuned. I might give out Oklahoma State as my dog tomorrow. against BYU. I don't trust BYU on the road. Give me the Cowboys and the points with the with those athletes against BYU's structured offense.
Non-athletes.
Non-athletes. I don't really trust BYU on the road, but with the Baylor game coming up in Provo on Tuesday, I think they know they need to get this one to give themselves a little bit of leeway from that middle of the pack. I'm going to lay it with BYU. I think that Oklahoma State's last place because they're the worst team in the conference, and I don't think BYU is really that bad. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if they only won the game on the road at that like 4-point number or something like that, but I do think there's a bigger chance that BYU can win this game by 10 points than Oklahoma State could win outright. So I'm going to lay the points.
This is the easiest pick of all the picks. Oklahoma State is +6.5. And like I said, you know, come see me at the Lock Dog segment. Might be joining you here, Ryan. Yeah. As someone who grew up watching BYU sports, I mean, this is about that time of year, right? They got that big West Virginia win. And they lose in Oklahoma, couldn't close out that game, end up getting beat pretty good. And then they go back home. You know, they get up in those games, and then the other teams kind of start to come back. This is some BYU lack of magic. Watch Oklahoma State's at least covering the 6.5 points. Like I said, I'll tease it out to stay tuned for the rest of this episode for the Lock Dog portion. But this is when BYU starts getting that time of the year when BYU starts getting a little bit of trouble. Yeah. Kennedy's with us as well. Okay, State.
Seems like every segment's a tease for Rush.
Tease it. Here's a tease.
Got to keep him on.
I was going to say, white guys playing in Stillwater, that's usually a pretty friendly town for white guys. So
especially Mormons. All right, so we got – here's our situation here. We got Kansas coming off a 30-point beatdown. I don't know if McCullough's going to play or not. Oklahoma, on the other hand, what did Oklahoma do? Oklahoma is coming off the blowout loss at Baylor. They really were not competitive in that game. That was an easy play for us with Baylor. Kansas desperate spot, man. They're what? A game and a half back of first place. They pretty much need to win out here if they're going to add another trophy to Bill Self's collection. They got Oklahoma, they got Texas and BYU at home, then they got to go to Waco, they got K-State at home, and then they got to go to Houston the final game. Tomorrow starts a win streak for Kansas. They're going to get done in Norman. They're not losing back-to-back road games again. They are getting this one done. Oklahoma's fool's gold, too. I definitely do not trust Porter Moser in a big game. This is going to be a big game. 4:00 ESPN. Kansas grinds it out on the road behind, I guess, Dickinson will hopefully bounce back here. Hopefully they get McCullough back, DeJuan Harris. Give me the better coach, better culture. Kansas back against the wall.
Oklahoma's coming up to their week where they don't play anybody, right? They don't play again until next Saturday.
They're both headed into a bye week. These are the final two that are going to have bye weeks now.
Because I want to lay the points with Kansas, but they suck balls on the road, and they've been so hard to read. But if that's going to mean that my other futures have a chance to win the league, then I'm going to keep laying it with Kansas, and maybe I can continue to curse them.
I love it.
So, Ryan, you brought up an interesting point. Kansas has to win out to win the regular season Big 12. That's going to happen. It happens every year. You know, is this the part of the season where it's 8-on-5, like officially for this game here on out? Yeah. Kansas is winning this game. This is easy in covering the 1.5. This is how it happens. Yeah. And Oklahoma's not a threat in Norman.
No, there will be plenty of Kansas fans. They're going to win by like 2. It's going to be some bullshit. They cover at the very end, just get out of there alive, and they'll continue to win by 3 every game.
I agree. Kennedy has OU, though.
Boomer Sooner. All righty. Next up, this is an intriguing game. Cincinnati fucking blew a golden chance last week.
Yeah.
They had Houston at home. They had Iowa State at home. All they needed to really do was get one of those, and their at-large chances would have been fucking nice and pretty, nice and juicy. now they're going down to the bounce house where these two teams just played 2 weeks ago, a game where UCF controlled the tempo at Cincinnati. UCF's coming off back-to-back road losses back at home. They've been really good at home. But I'm going to take the Bearcats. I'm going to take the Bearcats to complete the season sweep. I like taking teams that hit the road after dropping back-to-back home games. Oklahoma comes to mind when they drop back-to-back home games. Got it done in Manhattan by 20. There was another team that I think maybe it was TCU. Yeah, it was TCU that it happened to as well. Texas has done it multiple times. Give me Cincinnati in a desperate spot to keep this at-large chances alive. They get it done. I think they're going to beat UCF and Oklahoma State this week. And then they got to find a way to get a marquee win. So give me the Bearcats, lay the 1.5.
I want to pick UCF because they're playing at home, but it would just make too much sense for all the big name schools to not be able to win at the bounce house. But we always talk about how Cincinnati is like, they're bad enough that their game travels well on the road because they don't really demand too much out of the offense. So I can't really turn my back on that. I'm going to lay the 1.5 with Cincinnati. I maybe was a month early on when the bath salts start to run out, but you know, the East Coast is going to be dealing with a snowstorm and whatnot. Maybe the shipments of the bath salts don't come in time and it's not quite as rowdy there, but the defense of Cincinnati just traveling on the road, grinding it out, keeping it close. I like that.
I have a feeling Cincinnati's going to win by one. If you're going to bet this game, I bet to put a little insurance and take Cincinnati money line. I'll lay the 1.5 with you guys, but dude, I have this weird feeling since he's going to win this game, but it's going to be like exactly one. It's going to be some. They have to. They really blew it. So that, I guess that's the thing they do have going for them. They are desperate. Actually, this hasn't been bad. I think when all four of us have been on it, but the coin's on Cincinnati too. So, yep, UCF winning, losing by one. Book it.
I know. I'm definitely rooting for Cincy because I'd like to see Cincy get into the tournament. I think they could be a dangerous player if they got in, but they can't. They keep blowing these fucking games at home. You gotta find a way to win a big marquee game at home. So hopefully they get it done at the bounce house. Final game on the slate. Here we go. Everybody's
game of the day.
Everybody's going to pick this one side. Baylor's the hottest team in the Big 12. Baylor's only laying 6.5 in Morgantown. Holy fuck, this line reeks. West Virginia, losers of 3 in a row. They are coming back home. They've knocked off Kansas at home. They've knocked off Texas at home. They've knocked off Cincinnati at home. And tomorrow they're going to knock off Baylor. Because this is the Big 12, and when a team is fucking red hot, they fucking hit the wall.
Hell Baylor, yeah.
Baylor's Big 12 hopes die here. Give me the Mountaineers. Jalen Bridges goes home crying back to Waco. Mountaineers all day. Let's go.
Now, it's not as easy to handicap this game because it is in Morgantown, and that is typically where West Virginia does kind of find a way to cover. But I put Baylor up there with Houston. I don't know why this one's 6.5. I would alt it to like 12.5. Baylor wins this game by a lot. West Virginia sucks.
Stepping into it.
You see the thumbnail behind me from yesterday's episode? You think I'm picking Baylor?
He'd be the best player on West Virginia's team.
No.
No, yeah, he wouldn't.
Oh, absolutely he would.
He'd fit right in with his
screen. He probably would. Go back to Ryan's last year at West Virginia. That's what would be going on right now if he was.
Yeah.
West Virginia, 6.5, baby. Let's get after it. Let's go.
I have a bad feeling Baylor's going to win by like 2. I think Baylor like wins like at the fucking buzzer. I hope the matter is pulled out, but I think it's a game. I mean, this is a home team spot. So what's the coin doing, Rush?
WVU. Which there is a Kennedy Park here right near the water. JFK loves West Virginia, so
bang,
going with the good guys.
Let's go, baby!
All the Texas schools.
Lock dog T or lock dog money line parlay lock.
Can you guys save me for the end for the dog and lock? I have a little surprise.
Yeah.
Well, I'm locking Houston.
I was thinking about you. If you're locking Houston, I'll lock Kansas. Kansas back against the wall. They're fucking winning in fucking bullshit ass Norman.
I'm gonna lock every team with the biggest spread that I lay in the Big 12 just on a regular basis.
Horns down. I like that. I that would be my second lock if I had one. But give me the Jayhawks in a fucking spot that they gotta have. Rusty, you want us to give out our dogs or?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. My dog. Give me the Mountaineers. Fuck. No. Rush is probably gonna give it out. Give me Oklahoma State. Hmm. Nobody's gonna be on that one. I don't trust BYU on the road. Give me the Cowboys guns up here to get win number three off the bye week.
I didn't pick a single dog.
You gotta alt-line it. Trevor's so, on.
No, I actually was gonna. I still was actually gonna dog UCF. I think UCF could win that game against Cincinnati.
That's fair.
Just because they're at home.
So there's a famous movie called A Christmas Story and a famous scene. Actually, quick side note, very overrated movie, by the way. It's just a collection of scenes. It's not really a movie.
Like okay. Leg?
Feel how. But Fragile. Obviously,
there must be Italian.
There's a scene in there. Where one of the guys is talking about sticking his tongue on a pole and you know, they do the double dog, the triple dog dare. And I know we have a rule on this show, right? We don't, you know, you can't lock dog, but as they say in the movie, I'm going for the sinister triple dog, triple lock, making an exception here. Lock dog, Texas Tech, OK State, and Almost Heaven, West Virginia, baby. All three of those. Winning outright. Lock it up, too. Let's go.
Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, West Virginia. Got it. All right, parlay. Which ones did we all agree on? Cincy? Even though Troy might need UCF on his dog. He picks You're fucking Benedict.
Diversify your bonds.
K-State money line.
K-State, Houston.
No, Rush likes Texas. Oh, we all agreed on Kansas. K-State, Kansas, Cincy.
Let's do it.
That's that'll probably be what, 7-1? Maybe 6-1 if you just buy K-State and Kansas down on the money line. Honestly, you probably should just buy all three down on the money line because they're all laying 1.5. So probably will be what,
that's the 6-1?
6-1. 6-1. All right. I like it. All right, good show, guys. Another edition of the Big 12 College Experience. Happy hour. Beat the opening lines. We're back later tonight, 10:00 Eastern. Previewing the 150 games, baby. I'm only going to give out 75 locks tonight, I think.
Only 75.
Yeah, 75. Fucking 75 or so. Yeah, get on over there. Subscribe to the Big 12 College Experience. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast. Go subscribe to the College Baseball Experience. They're fucking opening days happening right now. We're going to be breaking out some baseball here in the next in a couple weeks when we get through basketball. Noah Beanick's killing it over there. He's literally killing himself. He can't even talk. By the way, everybody go check out the College Basketball Experience episode last night where he fell asleep behind the scenes. And we poor put him Noah on, and he was fucking out for like 2 straight minutes. Oh my God. I gotta
Noah.
That. He was fucking dead. So he had to rest up for first pitch today. We all come together on one on youtube.com/collegeexperience. Troy, you got anything before we get out of here?
I mean, excited to watch the Daytona 500 motherfuckers turning left. It doesn't really get more exciting than that. Brad Keselowski in the new number 6 Kings Hawaiian, the all orange car. That's the going from Miller Lite to Kings Hawaiian is a pretty good sponsor jump. I mean, everybody loves those sweet Hawaiian rolls at any time of year. Just cover that shit in butter. Oh, but that's all I'm doing.
I love
knock it. Off, and it's going to be snowing tomorrow. So
yeah, Rush, you got anything going on?
Yeah, got a lot of Big 12 basketball to be watching, and you can all follow me at Ramblin' Rush Twitter, Instagram, and
kind of want to have a little fun. Sorry, I'm thinking about sending out some Venmos to people that maybe make some guesses or whatnot. If anyone, I don't think I showed revealed it on the show. If anyone can guess what college shirt I'm wearing, DM me on Twitter. If you're right, I'll Venmo you a couple bucks. How's that sound? Let's have a little fun for the weekend. A little drinking money.
I like the sound of that. Hold on one second before we get out of here. Let me pull this up real quick. YouTube.com/thecollegeexperience. Let me show you this, guys, before we get out of here. Fucking technology. It's not my strongest suit. Right here. Here, loading, 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 loading. Of course, when you need to
have a shirt. That's great.
Just completely out of it. Oh, man.
Me and Colby were fucking with him so bad. We're like, Noah, this is Zach Edey talking to you. Noah, this is Jim Harbaugh talking to you. I'm coming back to Michigan. Wake up.
He it's all been a dream.
He was so fucking gone. It was great. God bless him. You know, he works his ass off. He hopefully got some rest here. And yeah, we'll see you guys in a couple hours. Happy Friday. Way to get through the week, everybody. Let's have a hell of a weekend. We'll see you tomorrow night to recap all the action. And see you in a couple hours on the College Basketball Experience. This is the Big 12 College Experience, and we are out of here. Go Mountaineers.